Hi, this is Philip Battle with SSTI. I'm speaking today with Dave McNamara, Senior Vice President of the South Carolina Research Authority and Director of SC Launch. SC Launch was the 2008 recipient of SSTI's Excellence in TBET Award in the category Building Entrepreneurial Capacity. Hi, Dave. Thanks for joining us. Could you give us some background on how SC Launch got started and what it does?
Yes, the South Carolina Research Authority was formed about 25 years ago by the legislature of South Carolina. In 2005, they mandated with the Innovation Centers Act that certain activities take place to be overseen by the Research Authority, one of which was the commercialization of research from the research universities. Predominantly Clemson University of South Carolina and the Medical University of South Carolina. And the idea being that they had put in place, Philip, a series of initiatives, centers of excellence, economic excellence, which basically were endowed chairs of the university, and then the Research Infrastructure Act, which provided just what it says, research infrastructure for these world-class investigators coming into the university. There was a Venture Capital Act that helped produce some venture capital in the state. So the missing piece was an entity to help commercialize the research that came out of this activity. So that's why we were put into place.
So what sort of services do you offer potential entrepreneurs who are looking to take that initial leap of starting a company?
Okay. We start with coaching and mentoring, as most do. We like to say we cocoon them. We can provide some seed funding by way of some smaller grants that I can make on my signature, all the way up to investments, equity investments that the board has to approve. So, and we formed a resource network of partners around the state in marketing and accounting and legal and various services that we can. We've negotiated rates for them and. We work with them, put on seminars and networking events, and try to help them connect the dots as they move through the process.
Okay. And you offer research grants, correct? Or just sort of very early stage grants for university researchers, right?
Yes, not so much for basic research, but for the applied research.
Sure.
So if there's something that looks like, if they've already filed a discovery with their intellectual property office, and are working, toward commercializing or toward licensing that out of the university, then we can put money inside for things like animal trials or to help proof of concept, prototypes, that type of thing.
So you said you have a number of different ways you can invest in early stage companies, right?
Yes, in the way of grants, we help fund prototypes. We can do demonstration projects. Ultimately, if we invest. And, for example, there's about 139 companies that we work with and have funded in some fashion or other at this point, and about 30 of those actually are equity investments. So we don't put equity investments in every company that we help.
And what do you look for in a potential investee?
Number one, South Carolina company, we say 51% of its payroll here, so it could be headquartered elsewhere. Look at the management team. We're looking for high impact in the way of job creation. Company formation, job creation.
And you look for some specific industries too, correct?
Yes. We were, by the enabling legislation, we were supposed to focus on alternative energy, advanced materials and fibers, life sciences, biotech, engineering chemicals, and then related IT technology and software. We don't stick just to these, Phil, but these are the ones that we're supposed to focus on.
Okay. And you mentioned, too, that you provide a number of other services that are more like connecting people to sources of capital, networking. Can you go a little bit more into the sort of mentoring and workshops and that sort of thing you offer?
Yes. We everything is, we call it speed dating, a silly little name, but we get companies together, some of these small companies, and maybe have 15 or 20 of them in a room during some seminars, and they can exchange information, share what they found, in their journey, in their process, and it helps. We have our resource network partners that will put on seminars. So we'll put on for intellectual property protection or tax consequences, accounting folks, and so basically to again, for free, help these people get services and information that they would typically have to pay for.
you find there's an advantage to your approach in using a single organization to provide a whole pipeline of programs for many different stages of companies?
Yes, it's hard, and as I said at the award ceremony too, it's we're really a facilitator and coordinator as well as a source of the funds. We're told that more often than not that the services that we were able to bring to bear were more important than the money, and that bringing to bear is the key. It's not necessarily provided in every instance by us. There's multiple entities involved at the state, regional, local level, economic development folks, universities, national labs. You know, some are not-for-profit and some are for-profit. So we try to make sure that we help them navigate through and select the best source of these services. Don't let them pay for things that they don't have to be paying for or overpaying for. So you know, we get a lot of help. You know, we turn out to be a trusted advisor, really, to these folks. More so than just the sole provider of the services.
You mentioned that the research universities around the state are a big partner in what you do, and that I know that part of SC Launch's mission is to facilitate dialogue between research universities and private industry. So how are you going about doing that?
In a number of cases, the companies that we're working with need further research to develop the product. You know, it may be they've had the discovery stage and they need some help getting through the assessment and into development of the product. So it requires more research. So we marry them back to the research university that has that type of focus. Each of the universities, we need to know what their focus areas are in research and keep up with the investigators, who's working on what. It's easier than it seems after a while with some of the activities going on and networking that we participate in. So we're able to know where to take someone if they need further research. We also look for companies to bring in and landing parties that match up with the research areas of the universities that we work with. So it's worked fairly well. There's a number of examples of successful marriage, if you will, of the university and private companies.
I know. It seems to have been very effective. I know that something that keeps coming up during a lot of the conversations we've had about SC Launch is the impressive impact numbers you guys have posted over a fairly short period of time. So how is your organization able to move so quickly, and how are you tracking the performance of the companies you deal with?
We really had a again, 3 years this month in April, we've been in existence, and we had some pent-up demand here. There was not really any type of organized, cohesive effort to help the startup companies and the entrepreneurs in the state. There were a lot of pockets of activities, all very good in their own right. So we were able to come in and connect some of those dots. Again, not doing it alone, but doing it as a part of I guess it's a judo move, Philip. Really, if you look, we don't try to create momentum in the market, but we take advantage of the momentum that's out there and try to use it to maximum effect. And that's kind of what we've done. As a small state with limited funds, that's about the only way we could really get it done. So, we track job creation. We track follow-on investment. Again, today, we estimate about 500 jobs, and we know that they pay over $77,000 average. And that's pretty good for this state.
Well, I know people love hearing about job creation statistics. Have you found that that's been the most impressive metric in continuing to make the case for support of SC Launch?
That plus the follow-on investment. You know, there's been about over $60 million in follow-on investment raised by our companies, 20 of the companies in our portfolio. And that's pretty impressive in the state because we don't have any venture capitalists here. So we have to bring them in, have to entice them to come take a look.
And how are you making sure people know about those numbers on the follow-on investment numbers and the job numbers? How do you get that information out there?
We publish a pretty well-received annual report that we put out that talks mostly about our companies, but it does talk about metrics, our programs and metrics. We produce it in-house. We also, we're pretty protective and very conscious of our brand equity. So we work on that. We make sure if we've got something going on, we put out the press releases in a timely fashion. So we kind of keep beating the drum around the state to keep this momentum going.
reading about you guys, it sounded like you were making the transition away from state funding and starting to draw on private investment to keep your organization running. What's made that possible?
Good question. When the enabling legislation in 2005 said that the South Carolina Research Authority would take $12 million of its own retained earnings, strategic cash reserves, and place it over 3 years into this program. And that was over, after 2005, 6, and 7, actually fiscal year 2008. The legislature came back and enacted what was called the Industry Partnership Fund, the Industry Partners Act. And that allows us to go out and raise up to $6 million from individuals and entities that pay South Carolina taxes and issue tax credits. So we go out and get contributions from individuals backed up by tax credits. And, again, we're capped at $6 million right now, and we spend every penny of it, so we need to – there's more of a demand than there is a supply of the cash right now.
And finally, just have you learned any other lessons that might be useful for anyone else starting up a similar suite of programs?
I would say, again, it's we don't do it alone. So, I mean, not to be trite, but the quote, I think it was Hillary Clinton, it takes a village. It takes a number of entities and people to make a company successful. And so I would say be sure to take advantage, if someone was starting from scratch, take advantage of what's already happening out there. Number two, I've heard it said it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. If you look at some of the activities in North Carolina, the Research Park and others, a lot of the impressive job gains have come later in the program. Early on, it was the equivalent of about where we are today, but 25 years ago. But a lot of the jobs came in the last 5 years. So I would say, just persist. Keep at it, and it takes a while to get traction.
Well, Dave, thank you for talking to us. And if our listeners want any more information about SC Launch, including that annual report, they can find it at sclaunch.org. Thanks again, Dave.
Well, thank you, sir.